On the agenda is change of zone number 2038, Randall Hall.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Sussex County, containing 0.39 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Old Mill Bridge Road, which is Sussex County Route 381, approximately 0.1 miles north of Lighthouse Road, which is Route 54. The 911 address is 37011 Old Mill Bridge Road, Selbyville, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 74.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's presentation materials and exhibit booklet. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. And I would note that we have received 5 public comments responses, which are included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Someone here, oh, Mr. Davidson.
Good afternoon, Madam Chairwoman, members of the Commission, legal counsel, and planning staff. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm Vice President and Principal Land Planner with Pannoni Associates. I'm here today appearing on behalf of the applicant and the owner, Randall Hall, who is also the owner of Bicycle Connection, an existing bicycle sales service business located immediately next door in the Derrickson Creek Center. We are here today respectfully requesting a zoning map amendment for tax parcel 53312. Parcel 74, located at 37011 Old Mill Bridge Road, from AR1 agricultural residential to C2 medium commercial. Mr. Hall's objective is practical and straightforward. He seeks to relocate Bicycle Connection from its current leased space in the Derrickson Creek Center to his own parcel immediately next door. The request would allow an established local business to remain in the same commercial area, continue serving the same customer base, and invest in property under the owner's direct control. This is a modest infill and redevelopment request for a small parcel within the coastal area, predominantly within a state investment level 1, served by public water and sewer, and located in an area where commercial, residential, utility, and public infrastructure uses already exist. The exhibit booklet submitted into the record provides the supporting basis for approval, including the application materials, environmental assessment, public facility evaluation, comprehensive plan and state strategies analysis, DLDOT correspondence mapping, and a proposed findings of fact. The property contains approximately 0.398 acres on the east side of Old Mill Bridge Road, about 650 feet north of Route 54. It is currently improved with an existing dwelling, driveway, gravel parking area, and maintained lawn. Importantly, this parcel is already served by Artesian Water Company and Sussex County Sanitary Sewer, allowing this modest commercial redevelopment to effectively use existing public infrastructure without extending services into undeveloped or agricultural areas. The surrounding context includes residential communities, commercial zoning and activity, the Derrickson Creek Center commercial complex, Dell Electric Cooperative facilities, Sussex County utility infrastructure, and other nearby service uses. And if you kind of look on this map here, I kind of provided an exhibit here. This is the existing site here. And you can see Dell Electric Co-op is on the north side. They have a large transfer station or their facility on the north side. On the south side is the Derrickson Creek Center. Mr. Hall's Bicycle Connection is located right here on the end unit of that Derrickson Creek Center. And then you've got the Sussex County Regional Pump Station facility here. You've got rural farms out front, and then there's Seashore Villas zoned HR1 in the back. In short, this parcel is not part of an isolated agricultural area. It is located within an established growth corridor where the requested C2 classification is a reasonable and orderly land use transition. The Sussex County Comprehensive Plan designates this area as coastal area, where growth, commercial services, employment opportunities, and public investment are intended to be directed when supported by infrastructure and compatibility. Those factors are present here: public water, public sewer, roadway access, existing electric service, public safety coverage, and a surrounding development pattern that already includes commercial and service uses. These characteristics are the very factors cited throughout the comprehensive plan when determining where commercial rezoning should occur. Proposed rezoning, therefore, implements, not conflicts with, the adopted comprehensive plan. The state strategies map identifies the property as lying predominantly within an investment level one and marginally within an investment level two. Investment level one represents Delaware's highest priority for public investment, redevelopment, economic development, business growth, and infrastructure utilization. Investment level two likewise supports continued growth where development patterns and infrastructure supports expansion. The proposed rezoning is consistent with the state planning's philosophy because infrastructure already exists, public sewer already exists, public water. The parcel is located within an established growth corridor. The request represents infill and redevelopment. The request supports an existing local business, and no extension of infrastructure into agriculture areas is required. The application, therefore, aligns with the purposes of the state strategies map by directing a modest commercial redevelopment opportunity to a location within the coastal area, served by public utilities adjacent to existing commercial uses, and predominantly situated within an investment level one. The present AR1 classification is intended for agricultural and low-density residential purposes. While AR1 remains appropriate in rural and agricultural areas, the subject parcel's location, infrastructure availability, and surrounding development patterns support a transition to medium commercial zoning classification. The C2 medium commercial district provides a controlled commercial classification that supports retail, service, office, and neighborhood serving businesses uses while preserving county authority over site plan review, buffering, setbacks, lighting, signage, access, drainage, and agency coordination. So the question before the commission is not whether commercial activity should exist here. Commercial activity already exists next door. The question is whether commercial zoning is appropriate for this parcel. Based upon the surrounding development pattern, infrastructure availability, comprehensive plan designation, and state investment policies, the answer is clearly yes. The requested C2 district implements the comprehensive plan, reflects existing development patterns, compatible with adjacent zoning, is served by public water and sewer, is located along a collector roadway, allows neighborhood serving commercial uses, and maintains full county oversight through site plan review. Unlike heavy commercial or industrial zoning, the C2 district remains a moderate commercial classification intended to serve surrounding communities while remaining compatible with nearby residential development. So a question may be raised whether a conditional use would be more appropriate than C2 zoning because Mr. Hall's immediate intent is to relocate bicycle connection from Derrickson Creek Center to his own parcel next door. That fact supports the reasonableness and compatibility of the proposed use, but it does not limit the planning analysis to one operator. The broader question is whether the parcel itself appropriately classified for medium commercial zoning based on its location, infrastructure, surrounding commercial context, and adopted land use policies. The property is within the coastal area, within state's investments levels one and two, adjacent to commercial zoning and served by public infrastructure. These characteristics support a permanent C2 zoning classification rather than a site-specific conditional use. Conditional use would regulate one particular business operation while C2 properly recognizes the commercial character, infrastructure, and planning context of the parcel itself. Permanent zoning encourages business development, improves financing opportunities, encourages redevelopment, provides long-term predictability, and reduces future amendment proceedings. It also increases property value stability. Conditional use is generally more appropriate where a use may be acceptable only under special site-specific limits because of intensity, compatibility, or unusual impacts. This application is different. It involves a known local business already located next door within the same commercial setting and on a parcel that independently meets the planning criteria for C2 consideration. C2 also provides better long-term certainty for property investment, financing, redevelopment, and continuity of business operations while still preserving county authority over access. Stated simply, the relocation of Bicycle Connection explains the immediate business purpose, the comprehensive plan, state strategies, public utilities, surrounding commercial pattern, and DLDOT review explain why C2 is appropriate for the property. For those reasons, C2 is the stronger, more appropriate planning tool because it recognizes the land use character of the parcel itself, not merely the applicant's current business plan. The environmental assessment located in tab 2 has been organized to follow Sussex County Code 115.194.3b2a through l. The evaluation addresses drainage, stormwater quality and quantity, potable water, wastewater traffic, threatened and endangered species, wetlands, open space, infrastructure, public benefits, historic resources, comprehensive plan consistency, and mitigation. Panoni's June 2024 field review and wetland evaluation documented no federal wetlands, no regulated wetlands, no wetland hydrology, no hydric soils, and no wetland vegetation communities on the subject property. The site is located within the Little Assawoman Bay watershed. It is identified in the record materials as having good to fair groundwater recharge potential. It is not located within a wellhead protection area and lies within the FEMA flood zone X shaded based on the plans and the mapping. Future site design will be required to comply with Delaware stormwater regulations, conservation district requirements, DENERIC requirements, and engineering review. Old Mill Bridge Road is identified as a minor collector roadway. DLDOT completed a service level evaluation for the proposed land use application. DLDOT determined, based on their ITE trip manual 11th edition, that the proposed use is expected to generate fewer than 50 vehicle trips in any hour and fewer than 500 trips. No traffic impact study was required, and they viewed the traffic impact to be negligible. So the property is served, again, by Public Water and Artesian Water Company and public sanitary sewers through Sussex County. So the planned use, therefore, avoids reliance on private wells and on-site septic systems. Future development is subject to the Office of Drinking Water, Delaware State Fire Marshal, fire prevention regulations, including requirements for emergency access, fire lanes, hydrant flow, fire flow coordination, and building code compliance. The use of existing utilities and public facilities supports the comprehensive plan goal of concentrating growth where public investment already exists. So the rezoning supports the relocation and continued operation of Bicycle Connection in existing local bicycle sales and service businesses from its current location in the adjacent Derrickson Creek Center. And this will be located on Mr. Hall's own parcel immediately next door. This is not a speculative commercial proposal. It is a request to support a known operating business already located within the same commercial setting. The proposed C2 designation promotes local services closer to surrounding residential communities, supporting shorter trips and more efficient access to retail and service uses. The request supports economic development, preserves agency oversight through future site plan review, and represents a practical infill use as a small parcel already surrounded by existing development infrastructure. In summary, the requested rezoning of the tax map parcel 533-1274 from AR1 to C2 is supported by the County Comprehensive Plan, the Coastal Area Future Land Use Designation, the Delaware State Strategies for Policies and Spending, the existing zoning and land pattern along Old Mill Bridge Road, available public utilities, DLDOT service level evaluation, and the environmental assessment and public facility evaluation prepared pursuant to Sussex County Code. The request is an infill and redevelopment zoning application for a small parcel that is located predominantly on state investment level 1. I did provide some proposed findings of facts, so in tab 6, which demonstrates that the property does lie within the coastal area. The property is predominantly located in state investment level 1. The property is served both by water and sewer, and accordingly, the evidence submitted into the record supports approval of the requested rezoning from AR1 agricultural residential to C2 medium commercial. For all these reasons, we respectfully submit that the requested rezoning is consistent with sound land use planning principles, advance the goals of the comprehensive plan and the state strategies, supports responsible economic development, and represents an appropriate zoning classification for this property. We respectfully request that the Planning Commission recommend approval of this tax parcel from AR1 to C2.
Thank you, Mr. Davidson. I'm glad you cleared that up because I was wondering if it was the same bicycle operation that was next door that was like a competitor or same. All right, we'll start with some questions, and Mr. Pettyjohn, will you lead us off?
I can't think of anything very thorough.
Thank you.
Mr. Collins?
I also cannot think of anything at this moment.
Okay. Mr. Passwaters?
Sorry, I'm none at this time.
Come on, Mr. Allen, give me something.
Don't even get me started.
I am holding my tongue.
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to ask just one question. When I did the field visit, the cars that are on that property in the rear there, is that part of your property or is that part of the Derrickson? Can you come to the, give us your name?
Randy Hall.
Okay. The cars that are on the rear of that property, are they on your property or, okay.
They're my employees' cars.
Oh, okay. I thought they were just cars that were stored there. Okay. All right, that's the only question I have. If you want to have a seat, we'll see if anybody here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 2038 Randall Hall? Is there anyone here like to speak in opposition? Anyone else have any other questions? No? Okay, there being none. Mr. Pettyjohn, which flavor?
I think I have something.
Yeah, Mr. Pettyjohn asked me to prepare a motion on this one, so we have one ready to go, and it is that he moves that the commission recommend approval of change of zone number 2038 for Randall Hall for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to a C2 medium commercial zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, the applicant's property is 0.39 acres and is currently zoned AR1 along Old Mill Bridge Road near the intersection with Route 54. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. Three, the property is next to property that is zoned C1 general commercial, extending to Route 54 and the various retail and commercial uses along that roadway, including the Derrickson Creek Center next door and a Delaware Electric Co-op facility to the north of the site. The applicant intends to relocate his existing bicycle business from the adjacent property to this site. This is an appropriate minor extension of the existing commercial zoning. Four, the site is served by both central water and central sewer. Five, the C2 zoning at this location will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County by providing a convenient location for the uses permitted in that zone. Six, there is no evidence that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. Seven, the site is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan and future land use map. C2 zoning is appropriate in the coastal area according to the plan. Eight, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Nine, any future development or redevelopment of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. And 10, for all these reasons, C2 zoning is appropriate for this location.
I second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve change of zone number 2038 Randall Hall. Mr. Pettyjohn.
I would say yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters.
Yes for the reason and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Allen.
Yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. It's my opinion is just moving the same business right next door. So the motion carries 5-0. Thank you.